This is Pulse 95. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome to Kalam Astro. And I must say, as promised, I have a very, very interesting episode for you right here on Kalam Astro and tonight, because I am thrilled to have you journey with me into an exciting, exciting adventure about the moon. And yes, we will be talking, or we will be having the moon as our main highlight. And I definitely have an exciting lineup of topics to discuss, especially when it comes to the Holy Quran and its miraculous connections to the discoveries made by scientists nowadays or today. Right, so I would encourage everyone to join us as we explore these fascinating links and delve into the wonders of our universe. And most importantly, focus on my favorite celestial body, which is the moon. So keep your dial locked in and don't miss a moment of the enlightened discussions ahead of us in this amazing episode right here on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed the break and had a nice and a very, very well good iftar. What about your food on the table? You know me, I just, you know, curiosity kills the cat. So I want to know what you guys have had for iftar and what are you guys currently eating? Because when it comes to Ramadan, we only think about eating and making more, like, let's say, creative dishes and put them on the table or on the sufra, right? I explained and told you guys what sufra means is table, yeah, what you put on your table, basically. So text us on 4215. Let us know, what do you guys have had tonight on iftar and what are you currently eating? It's still 7 a.m., like, it's still 7 p.m., right? So I'm sure you guys are eating some kind of sweets or something, you know, something to satisfy your taste buds with something very, very sweet. Anyhow, let's not change the subject and keep focused on our amazing space journey. Right, so for tonight, as promised, I spoke to you last time and we've talked about the moon and why is the moon so significant in Islam, and because it's mentioned in the Holy Quran and there is an entire surah, of course, which is called Al-Qamar, which means the moon. Yet, there's a very, very interesting story about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is in relation with the moon. So I thought that it would be very enlightening to discuss the moon's story. I do not want to reveal it yet because we still have time on Kalam Astro, right? But you guys need to get ready for this coming up amazing segment on Kalam Astro, because we will be delving into the amazing Islamic story about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the miraculous account of the splitting of the moon. There you go, you guys. I've revealed it. Anyways, so we will discover the evidence also and explore the possibilities of what NASA has uncovered in relation to this extraordinary story or tale. So this is such a captivating discussion. Indeed, it is not to be missed. So stay tuned to Kalam Astro because we will be uncovering the mysteries and the revelations that lie ahead. So keep those radios locked on and prepare to be amazed with us as we unravel this fascinating narrative together right here on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And I must say, this is my favorite Ramadan episode or segment, because I will be talking about the miracle of the splitting of the moon and how did it occur. Well, without further ado, I do not want to waste any more time. The story is a bit long, but I'll do my best to make it a bit shortened to make it very easy to understand. Right, so the miracle of the splitting of the moon is said to have occurred before the migration to Medina, which means that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to live in Mecca and then he moved to Medina. So the split of the moon happened when he was in Mecca. So it is believed to have taken place in response to the demands of those who did not believe in the Prophet's message. So what they did is that they asked the Prophet Muhammad to split the moon as proof of his prophethood. So they told him, "Do you want us to believe in your God, or do you want us to believe in your message, Muhammad? Then you need to split the moon in front of our eyes so we can believe." Now, this event is actually narrated by several of the Prophet's companions. Companions means the Prophet Muhammad's friends who used to always accompany him. Right, so the disbelievers, of course, included very, very prominent individuals in Mecca, such as Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, Abu Jahl, and many others. So all of them have stood in the night and have challenged the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to split the moon. So they have specified that one half of the moon should appear over one mountain and the other half goes on to the other mountain. And of course, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was so eager to have his message reach the disbelievers for them to believe him. So he really wanted to do that. So what he told them, "If I do it, will you become Muslims?" And the disbelievers, of course, said, "Yes, we will." So on the 14th night of a full moon, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prayed to Allah for the miracle. So upon receiving confirmation from the angel Gabriel that his prayer had been accepted, the Prophet announced to the people of Mecca that the splitting of the moon will occur. So what happened next is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, called upon Muslims and specific individuals such as Abu Salama bin Abu al-Saud and other companions to bear witness to the miracle so they can all see the miracle themselves as well. He then also invited the disbelievers who have challenged him and he said, "Bear witness so and so." However, some of the disbelievers, of course, have seen the miracle of the moon splitting in half. Yes, the moon was literally split in half in front of the eyes of so many people who have seen and have witnessed this amazing miracle. But the disbelievers, being disbelievers, they dismissed the miracle, claiming that it was a form of magic or sorcery performed by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So they told him, "You're a magician, you're a liar and a magician." So they attributed it to his supposed skill in casting spells, apparently. So they did not believe him in the end. They argued that if the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, indeed cast a spell, not everyone would have been affected by it, right? So to verify this event, they sought the testimony of so many people who had traveled from other regions and had witnessed the moon in its split state. Now, the wayfarers confirmed the sighting of the split of the moon, affirming that they also had seen it and had informed others about it. So it's not just the people in Mecca who have challenged the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to see the moon split in half, have seen it and bear witness to this great miracle. It was also the other people outside the city of Mecca. So if Muhammad, peace be upon him, have actually casted a spell on the disbelievers inside of Mecca, would he also be able to cast a spell outside of Mecca to all of the travelers who are coming all the way from different parts of the world? That's the question that the disbelievers should have and bear in mind. Now, that was a short narration of the story, the amazing story of the moon splitting. And yes, the Quran has something to do about this particular event. So what does the Quran say about the splitting of the moon, and what do scientists say about that, and what are the possibilities that confirm that the story is true when it comes to NASA and science? Well, to find out, you will have to stay tuned to Kalam Astro on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. It's a Sharjah story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed the break. And well, not to waste any more time, let's get right into our topic, which is about the moon, of course. Now, in the previous segment, we've discussed the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him's moon story, where the disbelievers have challenged the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to split the moon in half, where one half should go on top of a mountain and the other half goes on top of the other. And when he did ask for that miracle to happen, it came true. However, the disbelievers yet again said that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a liar, or he was just simply a magician who casted a spell on their eyes, and they disbelieved as usual. That's why they're called disbelievers. So anyhow, now that we have this story about the moon being split in half, there is something highly interesting when it comes to connecting the Holy Quran to space and science. First of all, we must know that there is an entire surah in the Holy Quran which is called Al-Qamar. So it's called the moon. Not to mention that there are so many other surahs in the Holy Quran that did mention the moon. Now, what's so important about what I'm about to say, there is a miraculous piece of information which I would say have blown the minds of scientists, which is that the word moon, Al-Qamar in Arabic, is mentioned 28 times in the Holy Quran, and that is exactly as the number of times and phases it appears to Earth. So how amazing is this? A Quran that dates 1,400 or 1,500 years ago mentions the word moon 28 times, which is an equivalent of the number of times and phases it appears on Earth. And this gives solid evidence that the Holy Quran is filled with scientific statements and notions. Now, these are statements, of course, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing how He created things on earth and in the universe. And now, what's most amazing about it all is that all of these scientific statements and notions had been proven to be in perfect agreement with science and our modern day scientific discoveries, of course. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Holy Quran be Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, everlasting divine miracle and proof for his prophethood. So again, the number of direct and indirect occurrences of the Arabic word qamar or moon is in perfect agreement with what scientists have just recently discovered and confirmed about the moon's orbit around Earth, which is 27 to 28 times. And it is also worth mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the moon's orbit around Earth is shaped like the English letter S, which is an old and twisted date tree branch, which science has also just recently and perfectly confirmed to be very, very true. And to be honest, again, this proves how miraculous is the Holy Quran, because no man could have possibly thought about this 8,500 years ago, right? Because this S-shaped orbit of the moon around our planet Earth was not known to man back then, because there was no technology. On the contrary, man, or let's say people, thought that the Earth was flat, and that the sun and the moon were rotating around it in perfectly circular motion. But that's not the case, and the Quran has proved it. And I would say not only that, this proves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfectly described for us how the moon orbits our planet Earth, and scientists have confirmed the truth of the words of the Holy Quran. Now, coming back to Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, story of the moon being split, this was also mentioned in the Holy Quran in the surah which is called the moon, Al-Qamar. This surah is in chapter 27, page 528. It says, "The hour has come near and the moon has split into two." How amazing is that? Now, is there a possibility that NASA have discovered that the moon is actually cracked? Well, this would definitely be, again, another indicator that the Holy Quran is a miracle. Stay tuned to Kalam Astro to find out if there's a possibility of the moon being cracked at the moment, which will prove that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, story is actually true. So don't go anywhere. Keep your radio waves with us right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back again. And again, I hope you've enjoyed listening to our amazing features and enjoyed the break in general as well. Right, so our tonight's topic was mainly concerned about or let's say focused on the moon, right? And we've discussed and talked about the story of the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him's, moon being split into half for the disbelievers, for them to believe that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is actually a prophet. So again, in short, the disbelievers asked Muhammad, peace be upon him, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to split the moon into half, because it was a full moon at that time, and they wanted Muhammad, peace be upon him, to split the moon into half, and then they said, we will believe if you do that. Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to split the moon, and the moon was literally split into half for the disbelievers, for them to see. And one half had gone on top of one mountain. Not like on top of the mountain. I mean, like above one mountain on the right, and the other half has gone to the left side, right? So after that, the disbelievers have seen that, but they still disbelieve. They said, you're a magician, you're a liar, you did something, you casted a spell. Right, now, this segment, we will be diving into the fascinating topic of the split of the moon and the evidence surrounding it. Is there a possibility that the moon is cracked at the moment because of the crack where Muhammad, peace be upon him, has asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to crack the moon and split it into half, which this would clearly mean that the moon pieces came back together, so there is a crack, right? Now, let's talk about theories. Now, one theory suggests that a Mars-sized body collided with Earth around 4.5 billion years ago, and this has led to the formation of the moon. Now, the moon was initially molten but gradually solidified with less dense rocks floating upward to create the lunar crust. So this is how the moon was created. Right. Now, the crack of the moon. The moon's surface is extensively cracked, and this has been proven by NASA. And these cracks are extending too deep into its core. And some scientists do believe that these cracks indicate a past split into two halves, possibly due to tectonic activity or impact events. And of course, this is when you talk from a scientific perspective. But if you go to a religious perspective, we all know the story. I just talked about the story, and the Holy Quran mentions that the moon was split into half. Right, so scientifically it's proven, religiously it's proven in the Holy Quran that the moon has been split into half. Amazing, this just gave me goosebumps, I swear, this is so weird. Right, let's talk about the craters on the moon. Now, while the scientists attribute moon craters to its asteroid impacts, of course, some theories do challenge this idea, because the ancient event, which is described in Islam, of course, which is the story of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, splitting the moon into half, suggests that the moon was, of course, again, was split into two and later rejoined, forming the craters to connect the split parts. How amazing is that? Right, so NASA, let's talk about NASA. Now, NASA's current theory of the moon's origin involves a collision with Earth and a planetesimal. However, the lack of evidence for this theory still challenges its validity, of course. This definitely proves that the Holy Quran knows more than science, I would say. Now, the presence of deep cracks and craters on the moon does raise questions about its history, of course, including the possibility of a significant split event, which the Quran has mentioned. Text me on 4215. Let me know, what do you guys think? Do you think that these cracks on the moon prove that the story of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is absolutely true, or is it not? Tell me if you have any other scientific evidence when it comes to the moon cracks. Join me on this incredible, thought-provoking, scientific, let's say, topic, right? Text me on 4215. Let me know, what do you guys think? Don't go anywhere. We will be back after a short break, so keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95. This is Pulse 95.
Keeping it local all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And again, I must say that I'm very sad, because this means we are closing, or we are coming to the end of our Kalam Astro episode for tonight. Well, I must say Thank you to all of you guys who have texted us on 4215 to let us know what do they think about today's story, which is about the Prophet Muhammad's peace be upon him moon split story and the evidence that we've discussed in the Holy Quran about the moon being split and how many times has the word moon, or let's say in Arabic, Qamar, has been mentioned, which was exactly 28 times. And this is equivalent to the phases it appears to Earth. So many miracles. We've talked about so many miracles tonight about the moon, or involving the moon. And we also talked about the possibilities. We discussed what space scientists and astronomers, and of course, not to mention NASA, what have they found in relevance of the story mentioned in the Holy Quran about the moon splitting. I would say thank you, and thank you again and again for texting us, letting us know your ideas and thoughts, and absolutely again tuning in to Kalam Astro and Pulse 95. You guys are great. You've been with me the whole time throughout the journey, and I must say I'm very, very happy to receive all of your texts and messages. Well, for next time now, we will be talking about another miracle in the Holy Quran, which is again connected to space and science, which is super, super duper interesting. Okay, I think I will give you a hint. Right, we will talk about a few noble verses, all right, or a noble verse in the Holy Quran about 11 planets. 11 planets and the sun and the moon, which would mean the solar system. There is a miracle about the solar system, and we might be talking about it next time. Yes, the Holy Quran did know the number of the planets in the solar system before scientists even did, or even had the technology to know the number of the planets in the solar system. Amazing, absolutely amazing. And I can't wait to meet you guys again on Kalam Astro so we can discuss this thought-provoking discussion and talk all about it. For now, I would have to say it is time to part ways. And I do encourage everyone not to change the radio waves, because there are a lot of other interesting shows on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95 with a story to tell.